Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The New York Attorney General has finally dismissed a case against pro-life sidewalk counselors. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, Holly, this case has been going on for some time, and we represent Scott Fitchett Jr. He is someone who, on the weekends, he's a pre-K teacher during the week, but on Saturdays, he peacefully shares the gospel on public sidewalks throughout New York City, including outside of Choices Women's Medical Center, New York's largest abortion business. And in this particular case, what happened is the previous attorney general, Schneiderman, who ultimately had to resign because of sexual harassment misconduct allegations, he brought these charges against Scott Fitchett Jr. and other pro-lifers, trying to intimidate them under the Federal Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, or FACE, to not ever even come near these abortion clinics, particularly this abortion clinic, again in the future. We defended Scott. We won at the district court. It went to the Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals reversed its lower court decision. Then we asked the Court of Appeals to reverse itself, and the Court of Appeals did reverse itself. Amazing. And then they reinstated the lower court decision that was in our favor. And at that point in time, the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, dismissed the case. And now Letitia James, the state of New York, will have to pay the cost of this litigation to Liberty Counsel.
I remember the hearing was just very telling, the different people that gave testimonies. For example, the millionaire abortionist and the Choices abortion facility owner smugly declared, "We are not a nation where you can choose your point of view." And she really denigrated Christians' efforts to counsel women and advocate for the life of the unborn, as she said, horrifying and illegal. And of course, she actually had her own abortion and was quite proud of it, and wrote that in a book.
The amazing thing is that that comment actually came from the Attorney General, Schneiderman, who was standing beside the owner, Merrill Hoffman, who was the one who founded this Choices Women's Medical Center. So it came from the state's highest law enforcement official. We are not a nation where you can choose your point of view.
And he was the one that resigned a year later because of serious allegations about physically abusing four women.
Yeah, he said that Christians counseling women and advocating for life of the unborn, he described that as horrifying and illegal. Unreal. Unreal. But in this particular situation, you have the woman who ultimately founded this abortion clinic. She is someone who wrote a memoir, and in that memoir, she talks about her own abortion. She said she was driving over one of the bridges in New York on her way to get an abortion, and she put her hand on her stomach, and she said, "It's not your time, little one." And she knew she was going to get an abortion. And she said, "For one day, I'm a mother. For one day, I'm a mother." As she then went to the abortion clinic and killed her unborn child. She also, in her memoir, said that these pro-abortion advocates ought to just simply recognize the truth and be honest about it, that what they are doing is taking the life of a human being. The amazing thing is what she said is that as an abortionist helping, quote, helping, working with a woman to take the life of this child is a very honorable thing because you are empowering a woman to make these choices. But here's the shocking thing, that therein lies the power of abortion, that a woman, and this is Merrill Hoffman, the founder of this abortion clinic, that a woman has the ability to be able to end the life of this intruder that ultimately has entered her body, that itself empowers a woman, that woman can literally terminate a human life, and therein lies the empowerment of women. And for an abortionist to be able to assist in ending a human life on behalf of that woman is something that she lauded as a wonderful opportunity to do.
That's very twisted.
Yeah. Sick information.
Empowering a woman to be a murderer.
She said that therein is the power of a woman having the right to be able to end the life of another person. And she referred to that unborn child in the womb as this intruder, this basically individual that is opposed to the mother's future interest, and therefore the woman can literally remove it by killing it. And therein lies the power of abortion. And that she said these pro-abortion people ought to just simply acknowledge that, because that is the essence of abortion.
Well, and that's why they always say pro-choice. It's my choice, but it's not your choice. There's another human being in the body. It's not your choice.
Well, and in fact, one of the witnesses at this trial that we did in the lower court is the, quote, clinic guard escort. And she's the captain, I guess, of the clinic escorts that go outside, and they try to shield these women coming into the abortion clinics from anybody out there that's trying to give them Christian counseling or hope or a piece of literature. And she was and has been for many, many years, going back into the 80s, the spokesperson for the Communist Party USA, which is a revolutionary group that advocates the violent overthrow of the United States of America, to rename America as the Communist Party USA, and to impose martial law for a period of time to punish those people who did not support the overthrow of the United States of America. And that is illegal. It's a federal crime to advocate the overthrow of the United States of America. You can criticize the government, you can disagree with the government, but to advocate the overthrow of the United States of America is a federal crime. And yet Schneiderman, the former attorney general, instead of prosecuting her for these openly hostile criminal statements, put her on the witness stand as a witness. It was the most unbelievable, bizarre situation. We said it was always politically motivated. And now, as a result of our representation over a number of years, Scott Fitchett's case has been dismissed, and he has not had to pay anything. He has not had to stop his free speech activities, sharing the gospel in New York or at this abortion clinic outside the abortion clinic on public sidewalks. And now New York will have to pay the cost of this litigation to Liberty Counsel for bringing this frivolous case simply to try to silence pro-lifers.
Yeah, and you know, we're grateful to Scott Fitchett. I mean, he stood his ground. He's just a gentle, kind man who wants to share the gospel, who wants to bring other people with him to heaven, and along, hopefully, save some babies as well.
Yeah, I mean, these are the real heroes, and we're really honored to be able to come alongside people like Scott. When you're doing something on Saturday that's entertaining and fun, and that's fine. We that's part of our lives, to be able to do things that are enjoyable and so forth. He oftentimes is out there on the sidewalks in New York City and New York area, including out in front of abortion clinics, being yelled at by some people, spit upon by some people, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Right, and they tried so hard to go against him, but you know, the Lord is faithful in all this. So.
He's got in the picture that I have here where he wore to the court outside of the courtroom. He's got repent, believe.
On his jacket, yeah.
Obey Jesus, yeah. He's got a specially made jacket that has the gospel on it itself.
It says Jesus saves on it.
Jesus
saves,
yeah.
Repent and believe and
obey Jesus. Collar around the wrist says Jesus. The other one says saves. He's an amazing man, pre-K teacher in New York. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website about this and other cases, and also follow the discussion as we continue to move through the next several months on the Supreme Court Dobbs case that was argued on December the 1st. We encourage you to continue to pray for that case. We believe that it is a positive decision that's going to come out sometime before the end of June next year. But as we've said before, sometimes these justices change their votes. And so what we heard during the oral argument on December 1 may not necessarily be what comes out in print. So continue to pray. Organize people in your community, in your church, to continue to have regular prayer sessions to end abortion during our lifetime.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.